Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mike Struthers, who's CEO at Empire Metals. How are you today, Mike?
Good. Hi, good to be with you again.
You're on the move as far as your Eclipse project is concerned.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we took the decision that we should exercise the option on Eclipse. It's earlier than the deadline, which was February. But look, we've had some good results, you know, from the field work so far. We've got more assays in now, and we're just looking through those. And, you know, the turnaround on the assays in Western Australia is a bit slower than normal at the moment. There's so much activity over there. But we've got, as I say, good results from the field work. So, yeah, there's no point in waiting to February. We decided we have enough information now. It's looking good. So, yeah, decided to raise some money, exercise the option, and push ahead.
Right. And in terms of the timelines now, is it all just waiting on results?
We'll get the final results from the drilling that's been done so far. I should have that information in hand, and the interpretation's taking a little bit of time because what we've found from the drilling is the attitude of the vein is actually a lot steeper than was previously thought. So we're having to spend a little bit of time on the interpretation. We'll push out some more results shortly, and it's just a matter then of drilling, designing the infill program. We've got some really good results from the ground mag survey. We did a very detailed survey over the whole footprint. I'm waiting on the report for that. But once we get that, it'll be great for targeting additional drilling. As people know, we've also had some new targets defined from the previous soils survey we did. So, yeah, it's looking good. The time frame, yeah, we'll. Off the back of these, the last results, we'll finalise the design of the next drilling and push ahead. So the geophysics will give us some really good targeting information to use for that. So.
Right.
So infill drilling, a bit more exploration, heading then towards a JORC resource, ultimately on Eclipse. And we'll be pushing some more news out on this as it unfolds over the coming weeks.
But I mean, without wanting to put any words in your mouth, presumably, obviously, you wouldn't have pushed ahead if you didn't think it was a decent thing to be involved with.
So no, absolutely. Look, all the work so far has given us confidence. I think we've got the potential for a good, attractive, high grade resource at Eclipse, and there's other targets in the lease area that we haven't yet tested. So no, we're feeling very optimistic about this and decided that exercise. Now, rather than just delay, there's no reason to wait. We've got enough to give us confidence now that there's something really attractive at Eclipse, so we might as well just push ahead with the work program.
Right, and the other part of the RNS yesterday was regarding the sale of the Bolnisi copper and gold project. That you mentioned that really just to say that it's still ongoing and we'll let you know type of thing. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's the last of the conditions to closing the deal with Candelaria Mining. The partners in Georgia, a group called CNG, have shown some interest, but they yet to make a valid offer. They need to make us an offer which basically matches that from Candelaria. That's their obligation under the joint venture agreement. We'll know in a couple of days what their position's going to be, and then we can... Then we'll decide which way that's going to take us. But we'll get some news from them over the next few days, and then we'll know if we can go ahead and close the deal with Candelaria.
Right. And, I mean, is there any indication at this stage what you might get from that sale, or is it totally up in the air?
Well, it's quite clear. From the deal that the binding agreement we have with Candelaria is a total consideration of 7 million Canadian. There's an initial consideration of 2 million, and then the balance of the 5 is attached to milestones related to the development of the projects in Georgia. So that's all clear. And as I say, the obligation for our partners in Georgia is they need to match that offer. So let's see what they come up with over the next couple of days.
And it could, I mean, it could be the case that in a way, even though I suppose the Bolognese agreement is mostly in shares, or it's a part share, part cash
No,
situation.
it's an all-share deal, yes.
Right, so
Yeah,
that's
in terms of Candelaria, but of
right.
course our partners in Georgia are a private company. So in that sense they can't match it in terms of an all equity offering. So, they would need to match it in cash.
Right. Okay. So. It might turn out if you blow the lights out with Bolognese, you didn't really have to raise money on Eclipse, but it was better to have everything covered.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I think, there's a positive outcome for Eclipse, for Empire here. We either have additional funds in the treasury we can apply to Eclipse, or we have a stake in, in the growth story in Candelaria with the Mexican gold assets, and one of which is about to go into construction. So, I think, I think any of these outcomes is a positive thing for Empire.
Well, it's
But let's see what happens over the next couple of days.
so it's a comfortable place to be at the moment.
It is indeed, yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, well, on that note, Mike Struthers, CEO at Empire Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Good to talk to you, Zach.
Okay,
Thanks.
thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.